And now we'll have the administrative director's report from our new director, our sixth administrative director, Mr. Martin Hoshino.
Thank you, Chief Members. Today is really, I think, marking my 17th work day. I've taken a habit of counting these days. It's something I acquired in the previous parts of my career and a habit that comes with me from the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. But I consider all of these to be good time credits, and I do appreciate the warm welcome. I couldn't possibly overstate the amount of welcome and outreach that I've received from the judicial branch family and community up and down the state. In multiple cities and multiple locations. As you would expect, I am spending my time digging in and what I'm calling immersing myself, as I think a lot of the new members of the council are doing themselves, trying to get a grapple with and get a good understanding of the issues and the challenges that the branch faces, all with a purpose and an end. To serving the council, the judicial family, as ably and as best as I can, and there's no other way to do it than to really dive in and what I call a deep dive into all of the sections and the programs. And I'd like to share with you a little bit more about the actual activities of myself personally and professionally over this last month and what I have in store for the next month. But before doing that, as part of a time-honored tradition, I do want to submit for the record a written report that is a standing item coming from the administrative director to this particular council. This report chronicles a lot of the staff activities that are occurring and that staff are engaged in on behalf of the directions of the Judicial Council. I'd like to start a new tradition, which is reading verbatim the report into the record. Thank you for your tolerance of a moment of levity. I will not start that tradition, but I largely do want to draw your attention to a couple of noteworthy activities. This is largely on the coattails of my predecessor, Judge Jarr, as well as the leadership that has been underway long before my arrival here. There are a couple of noteworthy things that I think you should be aware of that draw your attention to. One is that staff has been providing technical assistance and site visits to 8 juvenile courts, conducting file reviews and consultations relative to the foster care procedures and the maintaining of federal foster care funding. They also developed a new bench guide for judicial officers hearing cases involving elder abuse. And there's also been the deployment of the HR payroll system now to a 10th court, which is a superior court of Lassen County. And they are now facilitating the monthly payroll for more than 3,000 court employees. And the last thing that I think I would draw your attention to is the courthouse groundbreaking in Alameda County and the renovation and completion at the historic Solano Courthouse and the dedication of a new San Benito Courthouse that was attended from some of our officials here at the Judicial Council. For myself, my first month of activities, much of it has been spent really doing section-by-section reviews of all of the divisions and operations here amongst the Judicial Council staff. I think I've touched just about every section along the way. I have two more to conduct between now and the end of the month, and I think I'll hit that particular mark. I've also been doing what I call special issue briefings. There are a number of big issues, which I won't chronicle here, that many of you are already aware of, that I think I need to come up to speed on as quickly as I can. I've been able to introduce myself, I think, to virtually every member of the Judicial Council staff in the three locations by doing walk-around meet-and-greets as well as town hall-style meetings with them. It's been an incredibly warm and positive reception. I certainly hope that that momentum can be sustained, and I hope they will feel as good about me as I feel about them a year from now after I've had the luxury of making maybe some zero-sum decisions that affect their workplace and their lives, but it's certainly a good start. I want to thank the Chief Justice, the Judicial Council members, the Recruitment Committee, and all of the court leaders, and also Judge Jarr for their assistance in helping me transition as quickly as I can into this particular role. I've spent time with the administrative presiding judges. I was invited to attend the trial court providing judges advisory committee, TCPJAC. Another thing, I'm getting very familiar with the acronyms. This is a place that is complicated. Most of the world operates on three letters, and you guys are in the 4, 5, and 6 letter acronym world. But I'm holding my own so far. I'm meeting with the Court Executives Advisory Committee chaired by Mary Beth Todd next week. Thank you for that invitation. But then also got a chance to meet with her colleagues on what is called the Small Court Consortium of Court Executive Leaders. So thank you very much for that invitation. It was very informative to be there. And then I've been able to sit in a series of advisory group meetings along the way. And then when not here, I've spent some time in the Capitol. Focusing, I think, which is on issue one, which everybody knows is the budgetary challenges presented to the branch. And so I've been trying to get reacquainted with a lot of old friends, make some new friends, and old friends with a new set of issues along the way to see if I can't help in any way in that regard. For next steps, it is working the budget along with everybody else in the judicial family, but it's also then, I think, getting out to the trial courts themselves. I did get a chance to go to the Second District Court of Appeal in Los Angeles when I was visiting the staff in Burbank already, but I'm due to be in Los Angeles, I believe, on Wednesday, and then setting a course for November through as many of the trial courts as I can so they really can walk in the shoes and on the front lines of where a lot of the activities are happening on the intersection so that I can get a direct, not words, not paper, not pictures, not through the voices of others, certainly all of that, but get a boots on the ground feel for myself of what the challenges are and what the issues are, as well as to learn candidly how some of the actual business works, not just not what's working, but what actually is working. So I can get an understanding of that. That is the professional flat spot, as I call it, for me. I know an awful lot about other things in terms of state government and management and operations and the like, but that's a gap that I have to fill, and I want to fill it quickly. And luckily for me, I'm getting a lot of assistance all over the state. In terms of first impressions, lots of big impressions, but I have to say lots of big challenges, but the amount of intelligent, dedicated, and hardworking public employees that I've met has just really been remarkable. And the work that has gone on, even during some of the toughest times in terms of a downturn in state budgets, national budgets, and the impacts that plays on everybody's ability to deliver public service is hard. And yet I've watched, I think I've witnessed to the judicial branch coming through that and getting to meet the people who toiled through that and weathered through that and were steadfast in their commitment and dedication, that the access to court services is vital, and people will do whatever they can and rise to that call of public service. To me, there's no higher calling that I can think of, and there's no better example of folks that were rising to that call than the folks that I've met thus far in the judicial branch. With this also comes incredible opportunities. I'd like to talk to everybody as much as I can and speak candidly about how it is that we might come together to be many ideas, many voices, but at the end of the day, speak in a united, one-voice front in the advocacy of this branch and the effort that it will take along the way. Again, chief members of the council, I feel very privileged to be here. I thank you very much for this opportunity. I'm hoping to make a big difference and to do a good job for all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Martin. We look forward to many more reports.